Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, after one season, the Cam Newton era is over for the New England Patriots. In a stunning move, the Patriots released Newton yesterday. Rookie Mac Jones will take over as the team's signal caller. Joining us now is Mike Reese. He covers the Patriots for ESPN. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Stunning isn't an understatement for this move, is it? You follow the Patriots more closely than just about anyone. Did you see this coming?
Well, I would say there's two parts to it. The first part is Mac Jones as the starter. I saw that coming. Cam Newton being released would be the stunner, especially when 2 hours prior to the decision, Bill Belichick had mentioned that Cam was heading in the right direction in terms of what he had done in training camp and preseason.
Did Newton lose this job, or did Mac Jones win it?
That is a great question, and Mac Jones won the job. In people that I've talked to around the Patriots, the setup was that Cam was the starter, and the only way that he could basically lose that job was if Mac was like Superman, if you will. And Mac really impressed everyone around the Patriots with his work ethic, with the way he responded to mistakes, and basically he outperformed Cam to win the job.
Was this only about football, or do you think other factors played a role? We know that Cam Newton missed several days last week after violating COVID protocols. Did that play into this?
It did play into it to a degree, and Bill Belichick says this often. He uses the word mosaic when making decisions, or, you know, you could say it's like a puzzle. There's a lot of different pieces to it, and Cam Newton missing time last week for a COVID protocol misunderstanding was a factor in this decision, and one of the main reasons why is that it gave Mac Jones a chance to take over the team for 3 days of practice. And on one of those days, Steve, he was so impressive that it had some people around the team saying, wow, that almost looked Tom Brady-like.
Mac Jones had a terrific preseason. Based on what you've seen, do you think he's ready?
So that is always a hard question to answer because there is a significant jump between preseason and the regular season. They're going to have defenses now that are game planning to really try to exploit their weaknesses, and you don't see that in the preseason. So there remains an element of the unknown in terms of how ready Mac Jones truly is. But one thing I know the Patriots feel confident about is they've surrounded him with a lot of quality players that they feel like they have the best chance to bring him along for him to have success.
Yeah, once Bill Belichick decided that Jones would be the starter, are you surprised that they didn't keep Cam Newton around just to have a veteran presence?
Maybe a little bit, because as of now, they actually only have one quarterback on the roster, but that will change. They'll end up adding another one in the coming days. But part of the thinking here, I believe, in talking to people around the team, is that Cam has a very alpha personality, if you will. He was a captain last year. When you watch him out on the field, he's oftentimes calling players up to get them hyped up for the game. And if you put him in a backup role, it almost doesn't match up, you know, with his personality, the fact he was a captain. So this allows Mac Jones the chance to lead without having that type of presence over his shoulder.
After his release, Cam Newton posted on Instagram, "Please don't feel sorry for me. I'm good." Do you think he's going to catch on with another team?
I do believe that other teams will take a look at Cam, but it would be more for a backup position. And I think for someone in Cam's position right now, the key is going to be, is there an injury that creates an unexpected opening? And so he's going to have to be more in the reaction category, if you will, to see an opportunity that might not be there right now, but that could open up based on an injury around the league.
Okay, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN. Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.